Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The estate of South Africa's infrastructure. You know, with all the talk of the World Cup, we wanted to understand what really is happening in terms of the World Cup infrastructure and, of course, other infrastructure in South Africa. Joining us this morning is Stephen Kaplan. He's IRC Project Manager. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. Thank you.
Well, a great pleasure. So we wanted to get a sense of what the infrastructure, specifically in terms of what we built and what we created for the 2010 World Cup, what it looks like today. And in obviously as a reflection on what our general infrastructure is like here in South Africa.
Okay. Well, as you know, it was a great amount of infrastructure development, you know, both during the time leading up to the Soccer World Cup. There were large investments in soccer stadiums and a lot of investment in bulk infrastructure and roads and water, etc., to ensure that the approach to these stadiums and the services of those stadiums were world class.
Mm.
And since then, obviously, there's not been that much football being played in South Africa, so a lot of those stadia have in fact fallen into disrepair at some stage, some places, and they have been dismantled. So, yeah, but I think that's only part of the picture. What I'd like to do is give you a bit of background as to how we tackle this infrastructure report card.
Yes.
and how it looks at infrastructure in general.
Brilliant.
So if I've got the time, I'm going to kick off by telling you what the infrastructure report card is about. So firstly, we differentiate between what's economic infrastructure, and that's the infrastructure that makes business activity possible.
Right.
And that includes things like communication, bulk transport, bulk energy supply.
I was going to say that'll include Eskom. That'll include
Eskom bulk energy supply falls in economic infrastructure.
Right. Got it.
Then you get the social infrastructure, which meets the basic community needs. And that includes things like drinking water, sanitation, waste, hospitals, schools, public transport.
Right.
Okay, so we've got those two sort of differentiations of infrastructure. Then the scorecard, you know, gathers a lot of information and analyzes it. And we look at it and grade it. It's almost like a school grading. We've got infrastructure that's world class. And that would have been the stadiums that we had and the infrastructure built for it.
Right.
That was A, world class. Then we've got a grade B, which is fit for the future. Grade C is satisfactory for now. You know, then you've got grade D, which is at risk of failure. And then grade E, which is unfit for purpose.
Right.
Sort of, we do B plus and B minus like that. And what the plus that's robust within that grade. In other words, if it's a B plus, it's future and it's robust. It can handle like an extra number of people coming for an event. And it's robust.
Okay. Right.
But then if it's a B minus, it's frail within that. In other words, if there's a lot of people coming for an event, it will fail. You know, it's fragile. But, you know, fit for purpose at the top. So that's how we work it. Okay, but the thing as well with the infrastructure report card is we grade all the different sectors separately. You know, we look at provincial roads, we look at the gravel roads, we look at the municipal, we look at urban. But in fact, you know, it should be noted that no single sector of infrastructure operates in isolation. They're all interlinked.
Of course, of course.
And so at the end of our report, we've gone through all the grades and we've looked at all the sectors and all the grades, but we do give the country's overall infrastructure a grade. So when we did the first one in 2006,
right,
we gave South Africa's infrastructure an overall grade of D+. So if you remember, D+ is at risk of failure, but it's robust. Okay?
Right, right.
So, and that was based primarily on an assessment of the current condition and the reasons why it was in that condition. Okay. Then in 2011, when we did the next infrastructure report, we noted that the large investments in new infrastructure for the 2010 World Soccer Cup, you know, had been built, and it was a massive energy of basically just renewal of infrastructure in all sorts of places. You know, everybody sort of had a World Cup fever, and there was quite an effort into the recovery of the infrastructure.
Right.
And we elevated the grade into C-. Now, C- means satisfactory for now. Okay, on the fragile side, if it's overloaded, though. Yeah, but then, however, in the following years, you know, we reported that the poor attitude to maintenance had continued. There was an increase in the ongoing theft and vandalism issues, and we reflected this by a downturn of the grade back to the D+ in the IRC 2017. However, now, in the new IRC 2022, which is the one we released on Friday, we have further downgraded the overall infrastructure to a D.
And that means at risk of failure.
D means at risk of failure. It's not robust, it's not fragile, it's somewhere in the middle, it's at risk of failure. And that's essentially due to the weak institutional support within government, the lack of appropriate technical decision-making skills. You know, they don't have the right technocrats making the right decisions when it comes to infrastructure. A lot of decisions are made, you know, with political agendas, and they just don't have the capacity. You know, so the capacity within the municipalities, the local government, and in the national government, and in the state-owned companies, you know, they've got the wrong kinds of people making the decisions that pertain to the planning and implementation of infrastructure. So that is still very much an issue. And there, of course, is an increasing culture of non-payment for services. The services that are even provided are not being paid for.
Right.
So there's no revenue coming in. You know.
So just to give our listeners some kind of a sense, what I thought was interesting was you've given the Gautrain an A-. So that is world class. Our national roads, yes, a B+, which is fit for future. So there's some things that are actually quite yes, strong. AXA owned facilities, a B-, fit for future. Commercial ports, a B- as well. Where it starts to then drop is on our water supply for major areas is satisfactory. Yes. University is satisfactory for now. The sanitation in major urban areas, satisfactory for now, water and waste and all of that. But then where we drop to the areas of real concern is of course where we've got, paved provincial roads, D, which is at risk of failure. Local electricity distribution, D. Healthcare, D. And the one that there's a couple that actually got an E, which is unfit for purpose, which is the Prasa passenger line, provincial municipality, unpaved roads, and sanitation in all other areas. In other words, not the urban areas. And those are, and from what you're saying, all of that together will give an overall grade, which at the moment is a D, which is at risk of failure. And that means that the assessment for South Africa at the moment, if on the whole, whereas there might be areas of excellent, areas of satisfaction, but on the whole, the rating that you've given it is at risk of failure, which is obviously really concerning.
Yeah, I think, you know, Howard, one's got to remember that this is an aggregate of 23 sectors.
Right. Well, that's what I want you to make. Excellence,
and there are areas of dismal failure. There's no question about it. And those ones that are, you know, that are in trouble, as I mentioned, are generally the social infrastructure, the ones that impact, except for, okay, the one economic infrastructure that's at risk of failure is Eskom. But other than that, the economic infrastructure is fairly consistent. It hasn't really changed much over the years. You know, provincial and national roads, as you say, the bulk water supplies and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, other than Eskom, which of course is a big other, you know, the economic infrastructure has been fairly consistent. And Gautrain is the shining candle. I mean, there's no question about it. It's a world-class system. And at the moment, there's a few geometric issues with the rail line which haven't been quite upgraded yet. So we went from an A to an A- or something like that. But, you know, on the whole, it's still a world-class service.
Absolutely fascinating.
And the airports, AXA, are consistently good because they've got to obviously conform with national standards. But the big issue is the passenger services, the branch lines of the rail system, and, of course, Prasa. I mean, Transnet has collapsed completely. I mean, it's really hardly offering any passenger rail service at all now. I mean, it's down to the hundreds instead of the hundreds of thousands. And that's because of theft and vandalism. I mean, the track has been stolen. The cabling has been stolen. There's informal settlements literally on the track reserve. You know, the whole thing has collapsed completely. And the branch line, you know, the passenger branch line of the main rail service, you know, they're in a bad state of repair through theft and vandalism as well. And they're not running, you know, so they're both down at ease.
Stephen Kaplan, we do need to
when you combine the whole thing, we've got to sort of try, you know, whilst they're so interdependent, we try to make an effort to combine the whole thing. So we brought it down to back to a D. You know, it went from a D plus to a C minus at World Cup, down to a D plus again, and now down to a D. And as I said, that's because of the weak institutional, you know, supported technical decision-making skills. And then there's a huge increase now, completely spiraling now, the culture of non-payment for services and theft and vandalism is also totally out of control.
Stephen Kaplan, thank you, IRC Project Manager, talking to us about the infrastructure in South Africa. It's 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.